We're going to learn Yuma Daf Chavov. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, three lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, HaPayas HaShlishi. We've already learned about the first Payas that was at the beginning of the Perek. We learned that the first Payas was regarding the Trumas HaDeshen on Daf Chav Beis Omud Aleph. And then we had the next Mishnah where we saw on Daf Chav Hei Omud Aleph, HaPayas HaSheni, was the 13 Kohanim that contributed to the Korban Tomid. And now is the third of the four payosos, that the payos hashlishi chadoshim, this would be a hachroza, this would be announced in the Azara in the morning, that they would say chadoshim lekteres, anyone who's never done the kteres before, then bo veifisu, if you want to do the kteres, you can come and do join the payos for the kteres. Varavi, the fourth pious was Chadoshim Im Yeshanim. This was not only people who had never done this before, but anyone can join. That what? Mi male ivorim minakevesh lamizbeach. We saw on Daf Chofei Omud Aleph, the Mishnah said that mi male ivorim lekevesh. There was that row of Kohanim that would take the limbs. There were the five people who had the limbs of the Korban Tomid, and then besides for that, there was the intestines, the kirbaim, and the soilus, the chavitin, etc. And that was all to take the parts, the limbs of the Korban until the ramp, to the approximately the center of the ramp. And then afterwards, at a little bit later, we'll discuss later on what they did in between, but a little bit later, they would have to take these parts and take them from the ramp onto the top of the Mizbeach and put them onto the Mizbeach to be burnt. So who would take the Mimal Eivorim in Akevish LaMizbeach? Who that would be? That was determined by this fourth and last pious. Says the Gemara Tana, Me'olam lo yishana odom bo. As we saw, that the third pious was the Keteres. Who could join the lot of the pious? Only Chadoshim, people who had never done it before. And the Gemara says, Me'olam leishana adam bo, no Kohen ever did the Keteres twice, once in a lifetime. So asks the Gemara, Ma'itama, why would that be? Why would a single Kohen not be allowed to do it twice? Omer Rav Chanina, mipnei she'ma'asheres, because since it's a skula, it would make people rich, it would make them wealthy, and therefore we didn't let the same person do it twice. Omar li Rav Papa la Abaya. Rav Papa asked Abaya, my tama, what's the source? From where do we know that doing the Keteres makes that Kohen rich? Ilema mishum d'chsiv, is it because you're learning from the Pasuk that we know in Parashas Vezoyis HaBrocha, that to Shevet Levi, which the Kohenim were part of Shevet Levi, they were told, Yosimu Keteiro ba'apecho, referring to the Keteres. Uchsiv Basre, and then it says in the Pasuk later, Borich Hashem Cheiloi, that Hashem would send extra bracha to them. If that would be the source, that anyone who is Yosimu Keteiro ba'apecho, anyone who does the Keteres, will have extra bracha and wealth, Yehoch, if so, for the same token, Oilo Nami, on that same Pasuk that says, Yosimu Keteiro ba'apecho, it says after that, V'cholil al mizbechecho, a korban that is entirely put onto the Mizbeach, referring to the Korban Oila. Hoksiv v'cholil al Mizbechecho, so maybe anyone who has any part in putting it and doing a Korban Oila is also going to become rich, as it says, Baruch Hashem Cheiloi after that. Omalei says the Gemara, Abaya said to Rav Papa, no, ha shchicha. Regarding an Oila, it's very common. There were people, Oila is being brought all the time by people. V'ho, however, regarding Keteres, lo shchicha. It was something which is not common. You couldn't bring it as a nedava. It was only that twice a day that the Keteres was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's not Shchiach, it's probable and it's logical that when the Pasuk says, Boruch Hashem Cheiloi, it's referring to the less common of the two avodos mentioned. And hence it's referring to the Keteres and not to a regular Oila. Continues the Gemara Omar Rava. You'll only find the Talmud Chochem who's actually going to decide on halachic matters, Elo Da'osi Meshevet Levi, only if he comes either from Shevet Levi, or Meshevet Yisachar, or from the tribe of Yisachar. Levi, where do we see in the Pasuk that Levi were the ones, was the tribe from which the Talmidei Chachamim would rule the halachas for Klal Yisrael? Tichsiv, it says in that same pasuk we mentioned before, that Yoiru Mishpotecho LeYaakov, they will teach the Mishpatim, the Halachas, to Yaakov, to Klal Yisrael. V'seiros Chol Yisrael, and the Torah they will teach to Klal Yisrael. And then it says, Yosimuk Torah ba'apecha v'cholil al mizbechecha, as we discussed before. Yisachar, where do we find in the Pasuk regarding Yisachar that they were teaching Halachas? Tuchsiv, it says in the Pasuk that Umibnei Yisachar, from the people, from the descendants of Yisachar, Yoidei Bino Le'itim, they were wise, they knew, and had understanding in the times, Lodas Ma Yase Yisrael, in order to know what Klal Yisrael would do, and what they should do. So you see that Yisachar was the Shevet which would teach Halachas. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ima Yehuda Nami, maybe the Shevet of Yehuda as well, Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yehuda Mechaykaki, that Yehuda was the one that would give the laws. Says the Gemara, no, Asuka Shmaitza Liba Dehilchasa Ka'amina. We're talking not about people who will just be able to teach Torah. We're talking specifically about those that will be able to rule Halachas. And to rule Halachas, that's unique to the descendants of Levi and the descendants of Yisachar. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Mefaisin Al Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. In our Mishnah we learned, on Daf Chofei Omid Aleph, there was a pious, the second pious was the 13 Kohanim that contributed in doing the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, the morning one. Now what about all those that would be needed to do the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim? Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein mefaisin al tomid shel bein arbaim, elo kohen shezocha boi shachris, zocha boi arvis. The same kohen that merited in doing the avodah of the korban tomid in the morning is the one that would merit to do it in the evening as well. Asks the Gemara, Meisve, did we not learn in the Braisa, kishem shemefisin shachris, kach mefaisin al bein arbaim? In the same way as they did the pious in the morning, so too they would do the pious in the afternoon. Answers the Gemara, Kitanya hi b'k'tayres, only regarding k'tayres. Regarding k'tayres, there would be a pious in the afternoon. Who would do the k'tayres in the afternoon? But regarding the Korban Tomid, not on that the Braisa said it, and therefore there's no contradiction to what Rabbi Yochanan said, that ein mefaisin al tomid shel beinu arbaim, shel arvis. Asks the Gemara about Tanya, did we not learn in the Braisa, kishem shemefaisin loy shachris, kach mefaisin loy tomid? In the same way, loy in the masculine term, in the same way as did the pious for the korban tomid of the morning, so too they would do the pious for the korban tomid of the evening. Answers the Gemara, eima lo. You should read into the Braisa, not kishem shemefaisin loy, referring to the korban tomid, that in the same as they did the pious loy for the korban tomid shachris, kach mefaisin loy arvis. Rather, kashem shemafisin lo, in the same way as they did the pious for the k'tayres, which is in feminine term, lo, kach mefaisin lo arvis. And that's what the Gemara said before, that for the k'tayres in the evening, there may well have been another pious. But for the tomid, Rabbi Yochanan said there was no pious for the tomid shel beinu arbaim. Asks the Gemara, Vatanya, we learnt in another Brice explicitly, Kashem Shemefaisin Loi Shacharis, Kach Mefaisin Loi Arvis. In the same way as they did the pious for the Korban Tomid in the morning, so too they did the pious for the Korban Tomid in the afternoon. U Kashem Shemefaisin Lo Shacharis, in the same way as they did the pious for the Ktoiris in the morning, Kach Mefaisin Lo Arvis, so too they did it for the Ktoiris in the evening. So you see clearly in the Brice, you can't say Loi, Lo, the Brice says both. So how are we going to, seems to contradict Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Shmuel bar Yitzchok, Hocha b'Shabbos oskinon. Normally, there's no pious in the evening. Whoever did the Tomid in the morning does the Tomid in the afternoon. In the afternoon, evening. However, Shabbos is different. B'Shabbos oskinon, Hoyolu mishmoris mischachos. That the people, the group, on Shabbos afternoon, that's when the shifts of the Kohanim changed from one mishmeres to another, and the people, the kohanim that were serving in the morning of Shacharis were not those that were serving in the afternoon of Shabbos. Those that were serving in the morning of Shabbos are not the ones that were serving in the afternoon of Shabbos. And therefore you can't say that the kohanim that did the Tomid Shel Shachar on Shabbos will do the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. It's a different shift of kohanim, a different group of kohanim. And therefore on Shabbos you need to have a separate pious for the Korban Tomid Shel Arvis. Says the Gemara, Ulamai de Solika Daitin, Meikara. This that we thought at first when we were reading these brises, that there was a pious for the Korban Tomid in the evening, Nefishalu Paises. Then there's many more Paises than the ones we've just mentioned. The Mishnah said there were only four Paises. Now we see, according to the way we thought, there were many more Paises every day, because in the evening there was the pious for the Korban Tomid. Answers the Gemara, Maisi kulu mitzafra osu, dezochi beishachris, zochi, dezochi bearve zochi. Says no. Even at the point when we thought that there was a separate pious for the Korban Tomid shel Arvis, that doesn't mean that they gathered together in the afternoon for that pious. No. Indeed, they only gathered four times. Like it says in the Mishnah, there were four pious, meaning they gathered four times a day, as we saw before, in order to make a commotion and an excitement in the Azara. Four times a day, they gathered together. When they gathered together in the morning to do the pious for the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, at the same time, they also did another pious for the Korban Tomid Shel Arvis, at assuming that they did a separate pious for the Korban Tomid Shel Arvis, as we discussed. But there was, when it says there were only four piyosos, that means they only gathered together four times, and they did not gather another time to do the pious for the Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. Continues the Gemara, Harvi Chadoshim Im Yeshonim V'chulu, we saw at the end of the Mishnah, the fourth pious of the day was that anyone, Chadoshim Im Yeshonim, irrespective of whether a Kohen had already done this before or not, they can all join the pious to see who was going to take the limbs from the middle of the ramp up onto the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Deloik Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah seems not to follow what Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov holds, Ditnan. We learnt in a Mishnah, Meseches Tomid, Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov Oimer, Hamale Ivorim Lakevesh, the person that was going to, those people that took the limbs till the ramp, he actually takes them from the middle of the ramp up to the Mizbeach. And in our Mishnah it says that the fourth lot, the fourth pious, was according to Beleza ben Yaakov, we don't need to do a pious. Whoever brought them till the Mizbeach, till the ramp, will take them from the ramp up the ramp to the top of the Mizbeach. That means the second pious already determined who was going to take the limbs up onto the Mizbeach. According to Beleza ben Yaakov, we're a little bit short of what do they do in this fourth pious. B'maiko mifligi, so what's the machlekas? What would they be arguing about before understanding where the fourth pious of Beleza ben Yaakov went? But we have a machlekas here. The Tana in our Mishnah says that a new pious was made for those who are going to take the limbs from the kevesh, from the middle of the ramp up to the Mizbeach. And according to Beleza ben Yaakov, it was the same people who brought the limbs till the ramp. B'maiko mifligi, Marasova, our Mishnah holds, Barov Om Hadras Melech. The more the merrier, the more people who are engaged and involved in doing a korban, the bigger pride it is and the bigger hodor, glory that it is for the king. And therefore, we had all those people who brought the limbs till the ramp. Let's bring in another Kohen who is going to take the limbs up to the Mizbeach. Omar Sova, however, Beleza ben Yaakov says, no, Mokim Shechina, since this is the place where the Shechina is residing, Lav Oirach Ara, it doesn't feel right or appropriate that one should start doing something and not finishing, as if it's a burden. No, as if to say the Kohenim who brought the limbs till the ramp, it was too much bother for them to take it up to the top of the Mizbeach, we need another Kohen for that. No, that's inappropriate. And therefore, Beleza ben Yaakov says, the same people who brought the limbs till the ramp will take it from the ramp up to the Mizbeach. Omar Rava, Loi Reb Beleza ben Yaakov Isle de Reb Yehuda, V'loi Reb Yehuda Isle de Beleza ben Yaakov De'im Kein Botru Luhu Payosis. That means we need to have four payosis. That's what the Mishnah said before. There's four payosis every day. And Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, he maintained that the person who brought the limbs, the people who brought the limbs from the wherever they were before, when they were dismembered, to the ramp, they were the ones who would take it from the ramp up to the Mizbeach. So Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov was missing one. So it must be that Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov does not hold of Reb Yehuda. If you remember, we saw in Daf Chofei Amud Beis at the top, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo hoyo pious lemachto. They would not do a special pious for the machto. That's for the person that was going to take the shovel of coals into the heichal for the k'toris. So Beleza ben Yaakov, who says that they did not have a pious, the fourth pious was not for the person who's taking the limbs up onto the mizbeach, he'll hold that the fourth pious was there to determine who was going to take the coals into the mizbeach. And Rabbi Yehuda, who says that loy hayo pious lemachto, that there was no separate lot for the, no pious for the one who is going to take the coals into the heichal, he's going to be shorter. He's going to need to have the fourth one, which is our Mishnah that says, Mimale vorim in akevesh lemizbeach, who's going to take the limbs from the ramp up onto the mizbeach. And Rabbi Yehuda obviously cannot learn like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who said that we do not need a pious for that because it was the same people as those that brought the limbs to the ramp. If you're going to find a Tana someplace that says that there were actually five payosos a day, that means we need the four of our Mishnah, plus the one of Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with, plus the pious lemachto. That means not only do we need a pious to determine who's taking the limbs from the ramp up onto the mizbeach, we also need a pious to say who's taking the coals into the heichal. And that means not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there was no pious for the coals, and not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who said there was no pious for the taking the limbs up onto the mizbeach. V'im mishkach as tano de toni chomish, hahu de loike Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, or de loike Rabbi Yehuda. Continues, says the next Mishnah. Tomid, regarding the Korban Tomid, and even though we saw in our Mishnah that the Korban Tomid as a whole, we view it as needing 13 Kohanim, however, from the point of Hoylocha, of taking the Korban Tomid to the ramp, how many people were there? That was only 9. Because the first four that we mentioned was Mia Sheikhit, Zoyrik, Medashin, Mizbeach, Pnimia, Medashin, Samanera. That's a different Cheshbon. But from Mi Male Ivorim Lakevesh, we saw there were 9 Koyanim. So Tomid, a regular Korban Tomid, Korav Batisha, there were 9 Koyanim that would be involved from the point of carrying the Tomid, and not only the Tomid, we saw there was the Korban Tomid. And then there was also the Soiles and the Chavitin and the Yain. That it would need, it would take 9 people. Ba'asara, sometimes they needed an extra kohen, an extra one. Ba'achadasa, sometimes another one, 11. Ba'shneimasa, and sometimes 12. Lo'ipocha is never less than 9, v'lo'yosa, and never more than 12. Says the Mishnah Ketzad, when would we need more than 9? So Atzmoy, a regular Korban Tomid every day, is B'teisha, is 9. That's from 5 to 13 that we mentioned in the Mishnah before. Bechag, on Sukkos, well, what was unique about Sukkos is that they would, besides for pouring the wine, they would also pour water. We need an extra kohen. Bechag, then B'yad Echod, in the hand of this extra kohen, the 10th kohen, Tzloichis Shel Maim, there was the flask of water. Harekan Asaros, we have 10. Beinu Arbaim, in the evening, the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim, every day, needed Ba'achadosar, which means, Hub Atzmoy B'tisha, besides, they needed 9, like in the morning, needed 9, to take all the parts to the ramp. So the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim needed the same 9. However, there was an extra 2 that were needed every evening. Ushnaim, another 2 kohenim b'yodom, they had in their hands shnei gizrei eitzim, 2 logs of wood, that there was a mitzvah every evening for the kohenim to add to the fire, 2 logs of wood. In the morning, there was no mitzvah of having 2 logs of wood brought by 2 kohenim. In the morning, the 2 gizrei eitzim, the 2 logs were actually brought by a single kohen, and that single kohen was not involved in this pious, as we already saw before in Daf Chof Beis, the person that merited Trumas Hadeshen is actually the one who was Zoicha in the one kohen who would take the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim in the morning. So we didn't need to do that, but in the afternoon, where there was we're going to soon see where we learn it from Sukkim, but in the afternoon we need 2 kohenim, each holding a log of wood, Gizrei Eitzim, those extra 2. That means that altogether there were 11. b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, every Shabbos, even for the regular Korban Tomid of the morning, b'Achadaser, there also we needed another two. Why? Hu Atzmai b'Tisha. As we saw in our Mishnah, every Korban Tomid needed a minimum of nine. U'Shnayim b'Yodom, Shnei b'Zichei Levoino Shelechem Aponim. The two spoons that had the Levoino in, that was on the Shulchan, together with the Lechem Aponim, those two spoons would also be taken to the Mizbeach offered up. And that was only done Shabbos morning. So we needed another two kainim for that. U'b'Shabbos Shabbatoich HaChag, and Shabbos on Sukkos, then besides for the nine of the Korban Tomid, and another two for the B'zichei Levoino of the Lechem Aponim, the 11 of every Shabbos, we need a 12th one. B'yad Echot, Sloiches Shalmayim, like we saw before, that on Yom Tov, there was one more that needed to hold the flask of water for the Nisuch HaMayim. So on every weekday on Sukkos, there we said before, B'chag, there was 10 altogether, because there was no Levoino. It was the 9 of the Tomid plus 1 for the Mayim. If it's also Shabbos and also Sukkos, then you need 2 for the Bezichin and 1 for the Tzleiches Shel Mayim, so you have altogether 12. That's the end of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Abba, V'iteimer Romi Bar Choma, V'iteimer Rabbi Eichnon. One of these three Chachomim, they said as follows: Ein menaschin mayim b'chag. Nisuch hamayim was only ever brought elo b'tomit shel shachar. They only poured the water on Yom Tov in the morning Korban Tomid, not in the Korban Tomid shel bein arbaim. Mimai, where would we find a source for that? Midiktoni, since it says in our Mishnah, u'b'Shabbos shebesoy chachag. That Shabbos on Yom Tov, Biyad Echot Sloiches Shalmayim, that there was that 12th Kohen who was holding the flask of water. V'Yisal Kedaitoch, B'Tomit Shel Bein Arbaim, Menaschen, if even in the Korban Tomit Shel Bein Arbaim, they would also do the Nisuch HaMayim, then B'Choil Nami Mishkachas Lo. Then even in the weekday, we can find there's a situation where you're going to have 12 Kohanim, because we saw before in our Mishnah that every evening there were Beinu Arbaim, there was 11. There was the 9 of every Korban Tomid, plus every evening we needed 2 for the Gizrei Eitzim. So if on Sukkos they did Nisuch HaMayim in the evening, we needed another Kohen for the Tzleiches Shel Mayim, then every day of Sukkos, even in the weekday, not only on Shabbos, you have 12. And the Mishnah said that when do you have 12? Only when it was Yom Tov, when it was Sukkos and Shabbos at the same time, not Sukkos and weekday. So you see from there that in the weekdays they did not bring it in, they did not bring the Nisuch HaMayim in the evening. Omer Vashi. Vashi says, I'll bring you even proof. I'll bring you proof to this. Because Ulmanaseich Oimer, they would say to the person doing the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos, Oimer loy, hag beyotcho, lift up your hand high when you're pouring the water, in order we should see that you're pouring the water into the hole that you're supposed to pour the water, the Nisuch HaMayim. There was a special hole in the corner of the Mizbeach. We're not going into the details now, but it was important for the water. It had to be poured into that hole. The Tzidukim, the people who didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, they didn't believe in Nisuch HaMayim. So if there was a Kohen that didn't have emuna and didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, then Shepa Mechod Nosach Al Gabi Raglov. There was at one point where he poured the water onto his feet because he didn't believe in this whole thing of Nisuch HaMayim. And what happened consequent to that? Uragamu kolom beesregeim, and the entire people who were there stoned this kohen with their esregeim. The question is, why do you have to tell us how they stoned him? Some say bichlal that they also used stones, but why do you have to tell us that they stoned him with esregeim? It must be to teach us that the Nisuch HaMayim was only done at a time where the people had their arba minim with them. When would people typically have the arba minim with them? When would they be doing the tilas lulav? In the morning. And since we see here explicitly that the Brisa is trying to impress on us that they stoned him with their shregim, Shema Mino, you see from there that they only did Nisuch HaMayim at the time when there was Netilas Lulav, only in the morning, not in the evening. Continues the Gemara Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Oimer. Minayin letomid shel beinu arbaim shetoon shnei gizre eitzim b'shnei kohenim. We mentioned before that every korban tomid shel beinu arbaim was accompanied by two kohenim, each holding a plank of wood. The gizre eitzim. Where does it say in the Chumash? Where do we find the source for that? Shenemer, it says in the pasuk, v'nosnu b'nei Aaron akoyin eish ala mizbeach, v'orchu eitzim alo eish. V'orchu is that they arranged. V'orchu is not v'orach, that one kohen arranged. V'orchu is in plural tense, that two kohenim arranged the eitzim. V'orchu eitzim alo eish. Imeinu inyan atomid shel shachar. Since that pasuk cannot be talking about the korban tomid of the morning, d'chsev, because it already says in another pasuk, uvir oleo akoyin eitzim baboiker baboiker. V'orach oleo. V'orach is in single tense. It already says there that a single kohen would arrange the gizre eitzim in the morning. So we know that when it says v'orchu in plural, it must be that it's talking about a different korban tomid. It must be the korban tomid shel beinu arbaim in the afternoon. Teneu inyan the tomid shel beinu arbaim. Asks the Gemara v'ema, and why don't you say that idi v'idi both psukim is b'tomid shel shachar? And they're both talking about the morning korban tomid. Va'omer achmona ovid v'hodar ovid. And the pasuk was telling us first one kohen should bring gizre eitzim, and then two kohenim should bring another two gizre eitzim. Maybe we're talking about both in the morning, and you need both have to apply then. Says the Gemara, no. Imkein ne makra uvir ubir. In the same way as in pasuk hey, it says ubir akohen. It should say also in Pasuk Zayin Ubir. It doesn't say Ubir, it says V'orchu. And if it would say Ubir Ubir, then we would know that they both have to be in the. It could be that they're both talking about the same Korban Tomid. Says the Gemara, it can't say Ubir Ubir. Ikos of Rachmon Ubir, have a minachad in Treiloi. If it would say twice Ubir, I might have thought that only a single coin. Maybe twice, but won't find anywhere that two kohenim, because ubir is in single tense. And where would I know that when two kohenim have to hold the gizre eitzim, have to bring one of the logs of wood? Komash malon. So that's why it says, it doesn't say ubir, ubir, it says v'orach. And v'orchu, denavit chad, v'navit trei. That there's one set of logs of wood that are brought by a single kohen, another set of gizre eitzim that are brought by two kohenim. And since we've explained why it doesn't say ubi'er ubi'er, therefore the question comes back. It could be that both psukim are talking about the morning, and one set of gizre eitzim have to be brought by a single kohen ubi'er, and one set of gizre eitzim have to be brought by two kohenim, v'orchu. So then how do you know that in the evening it's only the evening korban tomid shel beinu arbaim that needs two kohenim? Says the Gemara, no. Im kein, because if the reason that it doesn't say ubi'er ubi'er is just because it would be twice singular and you wouldn't know that at any one point two kohenim have to bring the two gizre eitzim, then the pasuk should have said ubi'er and ubi'aru. Once it should say in singular, once in plural, but using the same word of ubir. And then we might say that in the korban tomid shel boiker, bring also one kohen bringing a set of logs and two kohenim, ubir, ubiaru. It doesn't say that. It says, or it could have says, once v'orach and once v'orchu. V'orach is to arrange in singular, v'orchu is in plural. My ubi'er v'orchu, the fact the pasuk used a completely different word. Once it says ubi'er in singular, and when it speaks about the plural, it doesn't say ubi'aru, it says v'orchu, a totally different word. Shma mina, k'dekom rinon, that's proof to what we said, that it's actually talking about two completely different korbonis. In the morning, it's only a single kohen ubi'er. In the afternoon, it's only a set of kohanim, and that's v'orchu. As we said before, that's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, that tomid shel beinu arbaim is shnei gizre eitzim b'shnei kohanim. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Rav Chiya, pious regarding the pious, pa'omim yud gimel. We saw in our Mishnah, in the Mishnah before, on daf chof hei omed aleph, a regular korban tomid, there were 13 kohanim. Pa'omim yud dalet. Sometimes the pious, the winners, there were 14 winners. When was that? as we saw before in our Mishnah here on Chovav Amud Beis, that Bechag, on Yom Tov, they would need an extra Kohen, the one who was holding the Tzleiches Shel Maim. Pa'omim Tezvav. Sometimes you need it, yet another one. For example, on Shabbos. On Shabbos, where we said before that we needed two Kohenim for the two Bezichim. That's Pa'omim Tezvav. Pa'omim Tezayin, sometimes we needed 16, because that's the extra one, as we said, that's Shabbos on Yom Tov, where you needed all, on Pesach, on Sukkah, sorry, Shabbos on Sukkot, where you needed also one for the Tzleiches Shel Maim, two for the Bezichin, plus the regular 13. So you have 16. Says the Gemara of Tanya Yudzayin, there is a braisa that says that on some occasions there was even an extra kohen. There was 17. Hahu deloik Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov elok Rabbi Yehuda. The one who says that there was 17 means that there's an extra kohen that was needed in the pious. Who was the extra kohen? That was like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda said that according to Rabbi Yehuda that there was no pious for the person who was carrying the coals into the Heichal for the Ketores. We said before in Daf Chavov Amud Aleph at the bottom that he holds, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like, or it must be Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, and if you don't hold of Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, then you hold that there was an extra pious for the Kohen that was going to take the limbs from the ramp up onto the Mizbeach. So according to that opinion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, there was an extra one that would take the limbs from the ramp onto the Mizbeach, so you have a total of 17. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here, from the next Mishnah.